Got a song whisperer coming up soon, Gone Wild in the second hour, but joining us right now, he's a part of The Living Room. It's back on the TV tomorrow night, 7:30 on Channel 10. It is Dr. Chris Brown on Kennedy Molloy.
How you going, Doc?
Good afternoon, gents. How are you?
Hey, Adam Rosenbarks is joining us today, filling in for Jane Kennedy.
Yeah. G'day, Doc.
Who's not? It'd be livid that you've turned up on a day that she's not here.
Yeah.
Do you do house calls, Doc?
I do not beyond the border though. Is that what you're getting at? Potentially, Jane is requiring veterinary services.
I believe if you went round to Jane Kennedy's house now with a tongue depressor, she would be back on deck before you know it. How are you? Can I ask? Are you going well?
I am. I'm good. I'm good. I'm sort of just the usual juggle each week of veterinary services and television services, both with varying degrees of success.
You shoot the lights out every time. Hey, when are you? Can I ask? You wanted to come on today because it's a special day. What is it?
Look, it is probably the day of days. It is. I mean, we call it World Wombat Day.
I love those little fellas.
I know. And look, I mean, it might as well just be Australian Wombat Day. They're not found anywhere else in the world. But it's a day worthy of celebrating and probably celebrating, I think, the those things that make wombats as special as they are. And I know for years, Mick, you've been very, very intrigued by the back end of a wombat.
The back end of a wombat and why it has square poo. And I think it's the only time I've ever stumped you. I think we had the conversation one day where we were trying to work out why it comes out like it's almost like a Rubik's Cube. You know, they're probably not a good toy for the kids. did we ever get to the bottom of that?
It'll keep them busy at least. Look, every side is brown. Amazing. there has actually been some more progress in the research for stump scientists.
Please.
So originally they thought it was actually to mark their territory because they don't roll away like your conventional poos do. They can stack them
like building
blocks. Which a lot of other, a few other animals do that sort of gear. But now the latest thinking is the cubic shape, and by actually squeezing it using the muscles of the descending colon, another lovely place. they found that's the most efficient way of extracting all the water out of your back passage and saving as much water as possible when you're living in harsh environments.
Those stingy bastards. They don't want to cough up the water.
So they would actually be good bricks. Like you could build a house out of wombat.
No moisture.
Imagine when a wombat is shitting bricks. Man, that would be terrible. Well, there it is. Don't tell me this show is not informative. What's the best name ever for a wombat? Fatso's good. Fatso the wombat.
Right up there, isn't it?
Fatso's right up
Elvis,
there.
Elvis is another. I met a wombat called Elvis once, which I did. Obviously older Elvis.
Yeah, okay.
Righto. It is a great name. We love it dearly. Now, you've got a story that you've just bringing to the table about a Queensland crocodile. Hey, Queensland, just hold the thought. We better open up our Queensland news.
What are you doing, mate?
I'm hearing
Queensland.
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 Queenslander.
I'm just like, mate.
News.
Right. Okay.
You've got some big news.
Very, very big. So a guy has been fishing. He's been on a late night fishing trip, which already rings a few alarm bells. late night fishing, drinking trip in far north Queensland.
What could go wrong?
And look, for many intents and purposes, he actually things went right for him. He hooked the big one, but he hooked a 1.7 meter long saltwater crocodile.
Salty.
Oh. What sort of bait would you use for that?
Just German tourists. I'm not sure if he had any of that around. But he hooked the salty, and rather than just say cutting the line, which would have been the
option A.
He brought it on board the boat and took it home. And then woke up to I think his missus woke up to a six foot long saltwater crocodile in the lounge room.
Unbelievable.
In the morning. In the lounge room. So he's brought it inside.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, to be fair, after a big night of drinking and fishing, it's probably one of the less offensive things to wake up to.
I've woken up to much worse in my lounge room. Yeah. Let me just... So is that legal? Can I ask? Are you allowed to have a saltwater crocodile as a pet?
No, I mean, look, despite, I think, Bob Catter and Pauline Hanson's best intentions, that you still can't hunt them, you still can't take them home as pets. So
I would have thought 1.7 is reasonable size. Oh, that's that could do some damage, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's, that's got a good bite on it. Yeah, that could that could certainly, you know, you probably wouldn't take a leg off, but maybe a wrist. maybe a wrist. More sensitive part of the body.
Maybe keep the twins away. Maybe.
It would, so... Yeah, it's now gone to a crocodile park. Where it can, I'm guessing, just breed handbags or shoes. but yeah, it is protected. They're one of our native animals.
I love it.
Deserve protection.
I think it was Queensland. No, it was Queensland. I think it may have been Northern Territory where it was. I think we talked about this closing time. I went there, and a pub at closing time. Last drinks, they just used to release a saltwater crocodile.
And that was it. Everyone out.
Only in Queensland. Hey, Doc, we love chatting to you. We're going to have to end it here. I want to mention The Living Room again, which is back going gangbusters. What else are you up to? Now, you've got a website too, don't you?
I do.
You've got a cool drool, which is...
all your animal needs.
Oh. And quickly, before I let you go, I wanted to ask you... we don't have time. I'm going to do it next time. It's about dogs... in having a midlife crisis. We'll get there next time.
Yes, sounds good.
Cool, mate.
All right,
drool.pet, that's the website. That's Dr. Chris Brown. By the way, The Living Room tomorrow night, 7:30 on Network 10. Get it in, Malloy.